This is the Night Owls Disc Golf Podcast, a DeGam Network podcast. I'm Shane.
And I'm JP.
And tonight, we're going to talk about what you bought this week, as far as your discs.
Oh boy. So, big announcement. Well, obviously, we'll get to the big announcements.
The big announcements.
But the discs I bought have to do with the big announcements.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
So
we'll hold off on those ones then.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess. Yeah. And then as far as I know, Monday, the Black Mystery Box, they're starting to ship out. So I should have it soon, hopefully by next week to bring in.
Mm, great.
Other than that, I don't think I've really bought any plastic. I bought Ghostbusters, the movie.
Like the newest one?
The newest one to watch. Yeah.
I haven't watched it yet. With those Black Mystery Box, do you think you'll throw it, flip it, or hang it?
I'm going to hang the whole box.
Well, the whole box, yeah. Why not? Or shelf it for later.
Yeah, shelf it for later, probably.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I've seen a couple people get theirs already, and I know one disc for sure that, like, pretty much every, aside from the Rainmaker, that everybody's getting. And
what is it?
It's a super soft Origin.
Okay, yeah.
Mid-range, which I'm like, I don't know how to feel about that. It's kind of,
now the Origin's a straight flyer, isn't it?
It is 5.5 minus 1.1.
Okay.
I mean, it's a little, I feel like it's a little more understable than the numbers suggest, but I can't imagine throwing a disc like that in super soft plastic.
Right. That seems novel.
It really does. Yeah. So yeah. Like, I'm guessing that's a collector. Like,
okay, for sure. Me.
Yeah.
Any special stamp or anything on it? Do you know?
Not that I saw. Okay. I haven't seen it, but yeah, I've just heard that that's like one of the discs that's definitely in the box.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see if they let any of the new Italian blend stuff or maybe some of the stamps.
Yeah.
You know, what the X-Outs or whatever.
Yeah, I am too. I know for sure there's a X-Out Originals in of a mid. This is the last box that's gonna have them. So that's one of the last and yeah, I don't know. Do you remember, I think the CD3 when it was released, I think it was around this time last year, it had a like a snowflake or a star stamp on it. I think that's one of the stamps on the discs, but
okay
that's all I remember. Okay. I just kind of remember seeing that from the Red Mystery Box.
Sure. So they're basically emptying out their overstock or inventory
of the
originals probably and throwing them in mystery boxes. Okay. I was surprised talking about the mystery box that you sent me over a text. Hey, they still got mystery boxes left. I just got an email about it. And this was 12 hours after the release.
Easily. Yeah.
So
yeah, something like that.
Yeah. So one of the first times I've ever seen Dynamic Discs miss the point on,
or Discmania, you mean?
Yeah, excuse Discmania, me. Discmania missed the mark on the FOMO.
Yeah.
You know, the fear of missing out. Like they overproduced or undersold?
You know, it's hard for me to say because with the Tilt when they made it last, you know, with the Creator Series, like that's such a unique disc. Like people are like, yeah, I want that. They just re-released the P2 and here Eagle's like, well, I'm just going to redesign it. And it's hard for me to gauge if people want more putters or a different putter, you know, like that's
right.
There's just so many,
you know, in the shop putters seem to sit for a long time because once you get a putter, that's the putter you use.
Exactly.
You don't get putter shopping except for newer players. Now that's the majority of most players nowadays is newer players, but when what they did with the P2, when they basically judged EMAC judge, it says P2 to a McMahon P2.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, really that's kind of what it seems like. Yeah.
Yeah. It seems like they missed the mark for the first time in a long time with that type of stuff. But I'm sure there'll still be flips.
They ended up selling out.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
So it just took a lot longer than they
normally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Within, instead of minutes, it took hours.
Yeah.
Still, they sold out. And I'm sure the amount that they produce is well over the amount that they produced in the past and still got the money for it. So Didn't miss the mark on that one. So you'll find out whether they'll be flippers, hangers, or throwers.
Exactly.
Okay. Yep. So the only thing I got is up on the windowsill here. You can't see it, obviously, because this is a podcast, but the only thing we got was our Happy Holidays disc from Innova. So we were Innova dealers, but we could only deal in accessories until just recently. Now we have their full line. But they still sent us an AVR with Santa, an elf, his sleigh, reindeer, putting an AVR, I would assume. And it was kind of nice. I'd never experienced that before because this was our first year dealing with Innova.
Is it Dave? Is it supposed to look like Dave? Is Santa supposed to look like Dave Dunapace?
Or does Dave Dunapace look like Santa?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think you could make your choice.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's that. That will be a wall hanger. It's just a fun one. We'll probably put it up in the shop. And outside of that, I haven't done anything else. We are just expectantly waiting on the Captain's Raptor.
Oh, yeah. So, and those...
End of this month, we should get them into the shop. And then we can sell them early part of February.
Nice.
So
that's cool.
But that's that on my discs. Is I spent a lot of money recently on plastic and stuff, and I figured over just to recoup some of the money we've been spending on all that stuff, I'd give it a week off or two. So news and hot topics that are going on in disc golf is going to relate to our topic of the night. And our topic of the night is going to be parting ways. We'll just leave it at that because it will segue directly into the big announcements over this last week. So, JP, if you want to start off of what happened.
This was a fun week.
It was.
It was like Christmas again or Hanukkah because like
it just
like,
followed.
Just right. Like it was like day after day after day, like someone announced something, someone announced something, someone announced, you know, like the timeline of things happening was awesome. So
and it's not stopping.
It's not stopping yet.
And hot take, maybe not so hot take. Better than the Paul McBath year.
Ooh, yeah, I think so. Okay, so before all the movement, there were only people speculated that, you know, we'd only see maybe 2 to 3 people move and not big names by any means. All of a sudden, it's like Eric Oakley kind of set it off.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, like he got off his DD contract, and then everybody's like, Oh, okay. What else, and then all of a sudden people started figuring, you know, you start hearing rumblings and things, and it's like, bigger names are starting to be attached to rumors, and it just got to be really fun to follow along with.
Right.
So I think, when was it? Thursday, day before, I think it was the day before New Year's Eve. Is that when the Emporia Gazette went out?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, so they had mentioned the FBO
and MPO
schedule, and you know they had put out that the MPO player was, I forgot what the wording was, multiple Elite Series.
Yeah, they used the same wording for both.
Both, okay.
If I remember rightly, they're multiple Elite Series winners on both the MPO and FPO, and some of the largest contracts ever seen in disc golf.
Right, yes. So following that, Kat announced she was parting ways with Prodigy.
Absolutely. Going to DD, no question in my mind.
Right, same. Like, I was like, done deal. Like, you're getting the player of the year.
Yep.
Like, that's, you know, according to those, that, what was said.
What was said in the Gazette, yep.
Right. And so, you know, that happens. And then, following day, I think, Kona announced she's parting with Innova.
Right.
And it's like, okay, so this is getting interesting. And along the same line, I think, same day, Ricky announced he was leaving. Or maybe it was New Year's Day. I don't remember.
Yeah, it was in that timeline.
It was in that timeline. And then also along that timeline, Mason Ford, Valerie Mandahano also announced that they were leaving Innova.
That they were going? No, that they went to
DD. Yeah, that they went to DD. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, because that was announced, I think, New Year's Day. They had announced that they had signed with DD.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so that was really something. And so,
and the speculation of Ricky has been going on for months that he was going to DD. So when those two were announced, I was like, who's the FPL player? And when I heard Kat, immediately thought Kat. I had no question in my mind that Ricky was going to be the MPO player. So they announced what this past Monday and Tuesday. So this is Wednesday that we're recording.
Yep.
They announced Monday. And what was your reaction?
I was surprised.
In what way?
Okay, so I watched the video mm-hmm. of that. I think Gatekeeper made it. I don't know who produced the video, but you know, Kona's sitting at the table and everything. Mm-hmm. Phone pop, you know, phone call numbers blocked out. They like blurred it out and everything. I could tell who the voice was immediately, like on the other end when like, they started talking.
Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, Eric's got that squeaky voice. But yeah, so the part that shocked me was after talking with some people, I didn't realize that the DGPT All-Star event counted as an Elite Series event. And
yes,
to me, it's a bogus Elite Series event just because of the format of the event itself.
I won't fight you on that. I won't fight you on that. I feel the same way.
Right.
Like, I don't know if I would consider it bogus, but to call it an Elite Series win alongside of, you know, what was the other one she won was Waco. Yeah. So alongside of Waco, that's not apples to apples.
No, absolutely not. I mean, the field itself, like you have the like elite, you have the top eight women, top mm-hmm. eight men. You're playing doubles, you know, setting up, you know, strokes that way. Like,
yeah,
that, yeah, not even.
It's very unconventional.
Yeah.
It's very unconventional. So I kind of echo a lot of those. So I'll tell you what I compare it to.
Okay.
It's like picking up a drink, expecting it to be Dr. Pepper, and it's a Diet Coke.
Oh, yeah.
You're not unhappy with the choice, but it's not what you wanted.
Right, yeah.
So that's the way it feels to me. Like you picked up that Dr. Pepper, and you're like, I can't wait to drink this. And you get a Diet Coke and you're like, oh, I don't, well, that's not a bad choice. I'll drink it.
Yeah.
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 So, and it's, I'm not disappointed with Kona. It's just that I expected it to be Kat, but I also expected it to be someone that has a little more, I don't want to insult anybody, but a little more backbone in the sport, a little more history, a little mm-hmm. more heritage, a little more.
But Kona, I mean, her family is connected to Innova for so long. Her dad's, you know, a director of marketing there. Mm-hmm. She's been with them since I think she was 17. So it was 6 years. I mean, granted, she wasn't moving up on their team. She was always at the same level.
Right.
I mean, that's hard.
Is that her fault?
It's no.
Yeah.
No, I don't think that's her fault, but that's probably not Innova recognizing her value for what she's doing as well.
Right.
So.
Yeah. So what you heard was my initial reaction.
Yeah.
And as I sat back and thought about it, I thought about how much she's killing it on social media, Instagram in general, I think. But
she's got like 75,000 for her disc golf account and 40,000 for her personal account.
Just ridiculous. And, you know, I've been scraping away. We just hit 400.
Woo! Yes.
Hey, you know,
getting closer to that giveaway.
Exactly.
500 followers.
Yeah. So, you know, and I think she's killing it. I think she has a fantastic personality. Actually, she's a great player.
Yeah.
And she's still young in the sport. And I think she's willing to make changes where she feels they're appropriate. Mm-hmm. So the more and more I sit back and think about it, it is a absolute boss move to put that type of money up for someone that would be considered, I'm going to throw air quotes up, unproven in the grand scheme of things, but awesome. You know, it's a helicopter
she's ride sell to a
headquarters. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's like I said, I think it's going to be awesome. I think it's awesome for her. I think it's awesome for them. But I'll let you get back to.
Well, the other part about, so like us expecting Kat on social media, but not to the level Kona is.
No, not even close.
And so I think that's a big contributor. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not that Kat hasn't embraced it. She just doesn't post. You know, she's not on it as frequently. And that's that, you know.
Yeah. And do you think there's a feeling of Kat's towards the end of her life as a competitive disc golfer, whereas Kona's just starting her competitive run?
Kat's still got years.
I think so too. But yeah, if you're looking at long-term investment, is 5 years or 15 years better?
15, obviously. Yeah. You want the, yeah.
Right.
But here's, so with that point too, though, players are signing shorter contracts. You don't see the long-term, like Paul, his deal.
That's like one of a kind. Anomaly.
Yeah. So you're going to see those shorter contracts where they're like, okay, I can build off this shorter contract. You know, I'm getting this mm-hmm. now. Wait till I, you know, things happen within the company, you know, let me prove myself. And then you build on that other contract, like your second contract. Like that's.
Yeah, I think so. And especially with Kona, I think she's going to be able to do, I think she's going to do much better, going to be worth more. You know, there's a lot of conversation that I've heard on other podcasts in Ulti World, things like that, where is the sport at a peak? Is that roller coaster as high as it can be? Mm-hmm. Is that bubble? You know, you hear so many different things. I don't want to speculate on that. I mean, I can, but I think it's been beat to death.
Yep.
I think no matter what, it's a good move because the company and Kona both have a ability to renegotiate in a certain amount of time. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure some of the longer contracts have the same thing, but that's built in right. 4 years time, they're going to say, was it worth it or not? And she's going to say, is it worth it or not? And they're going to decide whether it is or isn't. And then money's going to go one way or the other. And that's, or she's going to move on or they're going to move on, however it may be.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I like the short contracts and we'll talk about the other one separately, but
mm-hmm. yeah. But it's the contract itself, the 4 years, 500,000 seems like a lot to invest,
mm-hmm.
In somebody who's not quite proven. Like obviously she, from what I understood, asked if she could get that kind of money. Like they're like, are you willing to offer, like, can I get Kristen Tatar money is basically what I had heard.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they're willing to give it to her, which is amazing. Like that, if that's what the going rate is for a top 10 FPO player, more power to you. Like,
yeah,
absolutely. And that's just going to help grow everybody else's paycheck.
Well, and I think regardless of MPO, FPO, if that's the top rate for a top 10 player, I mean, if that's the rate for a top 10 player, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, that's fantastic. It's really going to limit the amount of firepower that one company can put on a single team.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because how are you going to afford, you know, seven top 10 players,
mm-hmm.
MPO or FPO? Like, that's crazy. That's a crazy amount of money.
It is.
So,
especially production value, production costs are high, you know.
Exactly.
The plastic is not readily available.
Yeah, like material shortages.
Yeah,
and
yeah. So it's going to be tough to maintain this level for, you know, a consistent amount of time if that's the way contracts are going to be going.
Yeah. And there will be a sunset on that. I think this too will come to pass, the production shortages and being on allotment amounts and stuff like that. As far as the raw materials go, the thing that's going to be the determining factor, and once again, this has been beat to death, but the thing that's going to be determining factor is this COVID boom a boom, or is it just the direction that the sport's going?
Yeah.
And if it's just the direction of sport's going, they made awesome move.
Yeah.
If it's not, they're going to be disappointed in about 4 years when they're not renewing contracts at what they were.
Yeah.
So.
Or you could see lesser players not getting their contract renewed to get
people,
you know, money up top.
To keep the top 10s. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. And I think that was happening
anyway,
as it was.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean,
so that's not going to change.
I think I've said this before, but there's going to be restructuring within these businesses as disc golf evolves and changes and matures and grows, is that they're going to just have to make that hard choice of stepping away from buddy golf and going into business mindset. And I think the players have to go the same way. They can't trust that manufacturers have their best interests in mind.
Right.
They don't.
They don't. They're out to make the buck.
Exactly.
Yeah. And they don't care. I mean, they care who's on their team, like, to help sell the product, but
right.
They could flip those players interchangeable.
Exactly. So, yeah. Exactly. As the sport gets larger, it'll be very easy to move on to the next influencer.
Yep.
It's going to become more and more easy to do that. I won't say what it is because that'll take us way off track, but that's why I think it's great with agents coming in and things like that. So, because I think it's going to help both sides.
Yeah, I think so. And the agent part, the structure of contracts where you're protecting yourself as the player and protecting, and the company is protecting itself, like mm-hmm. that needs to happen more. Like, yeah, it's the business side of things.
Yeah, exactly.
Finally balancing out in the disc golf world.
Yeah. So we'll keep on FPO. Where do you think Cat's going?
Cat is, I feel almost a little more sure on Haley King.
Okay.
Cat is a mystery to me because being with Prodigy for so long, I think, well, could, for the sake of the sport, could she go to Discraft and just blow everybody's mind? Because it seems like Discraft has the money to offer top players right now.
Yes.
Like they do. Like
yeah.
That's, it's given. Like they, yes. For the sport though, to have Kat, to have Missy, and to have Paige on the same team would just be utterly, like, it would just be mind-blowingly ridiculous to have those three. But
you have Henna. Why can't I?
Evelina
Salonen and Kat on Innova. I mean, that team would be ridiculous.
That as team well. Would be ridiculous as well.
Yeah.
Right.
I would love to see Kat go to Dynamic. I mean, excuse me, to Discraft. Sorry, there's too many D's.
Yeah.
To go to Discraft for two reasons. One, because I think she would throw their plastic amazingly.
Yeah.
Because I think they have a lot of the flip up and ride, you know, style of plastic. Whereas Prodigy, if you find the right molds and the right years and the right runs, whatever it may be. But also the dynamic between Paige and Kat, I think will stay the same, but wearing the same brand or logo, is that going to make it better or worse?
I don't know. I don't think Kat's willing to take a back seat to Paige.
I don't think she would.
No,
I think that's where the struggle would be.
Oh, yeah.
I think that would be awesome.
Or do you see it being a side move and she goes to DGA?
Or like an MVP or...
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Yes and no. So I don't know if there's anybody that can... Because the number has been set.
It has, yeah.
It is $500,000. So it is $125,000
a year. She commands more than that.
Right. Easily. So she's going to be in that 750 to 800 range is what I would assume.
I would think so.
And I think she's worth every bit of that. And even with her being a more experienced player and potentially having fewer years than younger players left, she's worth every bit of that. And her going to MVP, maybe MVP has MVP, a cap. MVP,
Sarah Holcomb and Kat?
I think that would be fine because I don't think Sarah Holcomb is relevant, but she isn't Kat and Paige relevant.
Right.
And Haley King relevant.
Yeah.
And obviously Kona relevant.
Yeah, right, right.
I don't know. So Kat, I really hope that she's still going to DD or Lat 64 or Westside.
I mean, that could be a move. Like, you know, we know that DD was just going to have 2-4. That doesn't mean the other teams couldn't.
Right.
Right.
Because what FPO player does Westside have?
Beats me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So do you think that all three brands pick up a dominant force in the FPO?
Okay. And so just... That could be huge because having Kat and Maddie O come over from Prodigy.
Mm-hmm.
Latitude already has Kristen.
Mm-hmm.
Latitude seems to be leaning. I mean, they still have Emerson Keith. They still have Johnny McRae. They seem to be leaning more towards keeping that European feel to them, you know, with Albert Tom, Silver Lot.
Right.
So I could
see they have some very good MPO players. They're just European MPO players.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And yeah, Westside, they could use somebody to help bolster their brand even more. Mm-hmm. What do you think about, so I don't know if Cat would want to start throwing a mixed bag. What do you think about Cat to Infinite? Is that just her, like, would she be willing to learn a bunch of different plastic rather than stick with one company?
I think numbers talk, so yes.
Yeah.
My personal feeling is, I don't, I feel so spoiled here. I don't like mixed bags. Like, I feel like a pouty guy. Like, pick a side, you know? Like, it makes zero sense why I think that way. I don't know why I think that way. But when I think of someone going to a mixed bag, I mean, it's what I play. I throw a mixed bag, but I've tried in the past because I think it's the right thing to do to go to all DD, go to all Innova. Like, I've tried.
Right.
I've tried to switch to Discraft. But there's just certain discs that I throw so very well. So rationally, it's a great idea. Emotionally, I hate it.
Like, yeah, I can see that.
I want to root for a company and a player at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not willing to take the player out of the game yet because I'm old school in that thought since I've been witnessing the game and in the game for so long that I just want to see a brand on the back of a player so I can support both of them.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. Infinite is a brand.
It is.
But, you
it
know, is. They, yeah.
It is. And they manufacture their own discs. And I think out of any retailer, they have the most legitimate chance to make the Dynamic discs switch because that's where Dynamic Discs was.
Yeah.
They were a brand that turned into a manufacturer. I think Infinite would be the next logical new manufacturer to do that.
Yep.
But I don't like it. there's no reason. I can't tell you why. I just don't like it. I want to see Cat with a brand, I want to see him with a manufacturer, not with a retailer. But heck, like I said, numbers speak, you know. Yep,
they do.
I mean, I would go to Infinite if they offered me something, you know. Mm-hmm. But why would you offer a 930 rated play or something and like that? And it's not going to happen. So I can't say whether I would or wouldn't, or I couldn't officially prove that I would or wouldn't. Any other FPO thoughts we want to talk about?
I mean, Haley.
Haley. Yeah. We just skimmed over Haley.
So
I got awesome speculation on her.
Okay. So I heard something today that was interesting about her, that the Cat dynamic of possibly, if it were true that she would go to Discraft, had something to hurt with her leaving. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's the case, though. I think Haley sitting behind Paige, sitting behind Missy, seeing, you know, Missy just signed the extension. She wants to be the name at a company.
Right.
Right. She's young enough. She's 19, 20 years old, many years ahead of her. And you can build off her for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. Like, she has the skills. She's marketable, you know. And so, yeah, her stepping away from multiple sponsors, though, is very interesting. You know, Ridge Roller, Resistance Disc. I forgot there's another lesser known
Well, it was sponsor. Ladies so, First.
She stepped away from. Maybe, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, there's speculation that maybe perhaps wherever she's going, she will have to use a bag or a cart from that company. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, with Katrina stepping away from Prodigy, it only feels like a solid move to step into there for Haley.
Right. And with the speculation of leaving Ridge Roller, and there is an amazing relationship between Haley and Brad for sure. And we know that because we're local to Wisconsin. And Ridge Roller is in Wisconsin. Brad is the owner of Wings, who is also a partner in Ridge Roller with Joe Robinson. And there's a, well, as far as I know, the last thing I knew, it's not like I know either of these guys as buddy, buddy, friend, friends. I don't talk to them. I don't text them on a regular basis, but they had a great relationship. They helped bring Haley up in the sport in the Wisconsin disc golf scene and supported her through everything.
Mm-hmm.
So for her to split ways, there is definitely something that made that happen. There's something very intriguing that made that happen. So here's my awesome speculation.
Okay.
So Haley is right. very about women in disc golf, yep. FPO, trying to support that movement of making sure that women get just due and what is deserved in their minds of, would she go to Innova because of that? Considering the grumblings of Innova not supporting or recognizing women's disc golf.
I can't see that.
So how about this? What if Innova sees that as a way to transform their image in bringing Haley on?
Ooh. Wow.
So okay. Those are the two speculations I have.
Okay.
Is that I don't think it's going to happen. Just pure speculation. That if Haley goes to Innova, Innova is trying to turn a stone to bring that recognition to women's disc golf and to rebrand their identity compared to what is being thrown around, and nothing conclusive, just what is being thrown around. And Kona hits to it very strongly in her interviews about how she feels that women are not recognized in the same way that men are in Innova. Jennifer Allen is the one exception, and even still, she's just thrown onto the star team.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's much else that is done for her.
I don't know.
That I see.
Yeah, I don't think
so. Because does she have a signature disc?
I mean, what did she win? Like Masters?
Yeah, she's won that a couple times.
Yeah, so I think they put out a disc commemorating her winning, but I can't think of like a signature disc.
I can't think of anything either, and people are probably yelling at us right now. There probably is, but if there's not,
or like, a tour series, I can't think of a tour series.
Yeah,
right now.
Well, she does have a tour series. But I don't.
I can't think of what it is.
Anyways.
Yeah.
But would that be a good move for Haley and Innova? And do you think it would ever happen?
I don't know, because I think Haley would recognize what Innova is trying to do and see it as being not genuine.
Right, right.
Like, you're like, I think she's smart enough to recognize that these people left because of this. You're bringing me on to try to change your image, but I still don't think that what you're trying to do and what you're using me for can be accomplished, because I don't buy into it.
Right, right.
Yeah, so I don't see that really going
anywhere. I don't think so either. And before everybody gets all angry at us, because I know we're probably pissing off about 70% of the disc golf population with downing Innova, it's just speculation. We have no clue. We don't know anything.
We're not insiders.
Yeah, we're not. We have no connection to these companies in any way, shape, or form, and we don't know the inside workings of any of them. But it's fun to talk about it. So
it is. Absolutely.
Sit back, listen, if you enjoy it. Okay. So I think Haley is going to go to Prodigy. I am on the same page as you, because I think that's about what you felt.
Yeah, Prodigy is, I think, the move that will most likely show itself. Yeah.
And with Kat gone, they still have Heather Young.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I forgot about, man. But that's two really good young players to have on your roster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the only other, I think, next choice would be MVP.
Hmm.
And I think MVP, because I think Haley is still within their budget.
Yeah.
And if they have a budget, there's no caps in disc golf.
No, there isn't.
But
right.
I think you can still get Haley fairly cheap, comparably speaking to Kat.
Yep.
So I think if MVP picks up Haley, I think it'll be a good move for both of them. I think it'll be growing. And the only reason I speculate that is because MVP has their own carts and bags.
Yes.
And if with her leaving Ridge Roller, it has to be something that would allow, that would not allow her to use the Ridge Roller anymore. And the only three that I can think of is Dynamic Discs, Prodigy with their backpacks.
Yep.
And, well, I guess Innova.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, that's it, right?
I think so.
Because who else manufactures their own bags? So, and MVP, of course.
MVP, I mean, yeah.
We talked about that. Yeah. So those four, I think, are the ones that she could potentially go to. So who else is on the docket? What about Chris Dickerson?
So we'll, I was just thinking about Chris.
Since we're on Prodigy, we'll jump over to MPO. Chris Dickerson, the rumblings are that he's unhappy and he's going to leave.
Right. I heard that he had found out that perhaps what Kevin Jones was making, and that he was not happy. But from what I've seen right now on social media, he's very quiet about what he is up to. Like, it's hard to gauge Chris as a, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And it does, and, you know, personally too, he has anxiety disorder, like social anxiety. Yeah. So I don't know if he would want to draw, you know, that kind of light on himself at this time when, like, things are, or maybe he's waiting, you know, with so much rumbling, so much rumblings going on with, like, people leaving. He's like, well, I'm going to wait for my time to announce something. Like, why throw the, you're just fanning flames.
Right, right. You know, like, and risk being overshadowed by everything that's happening right now. Yeah. Why not bring attention to yourself when it's appropriate? Because I'm sure if he is moving on, he knows exactly where he's going to. And he already has his bag set. You know, because it's getting dangerously close to Vegas.
It is dangerous, yeah.
For putting in a new bag.
Right, and some people might are even probably going to the Disc Golf Con, too. So that's the week before, too. You know, so, yeah, getting set up before all that is dangerously close.
Yeah, yeah, to, especially to learn new plastic.
Yep.
So I would assume that if he is leaving, he's already got his bag set to whatever company he's going to, and I'm sure there's already something going on.
Oh, I bet.
Or he has multiple discs from each of those manufacturers, or any manufacturer he's talking to, and he's going to end up going. Once again, all speculation. He's never confirmed anything. Prodigy hasn't confirmed anything, but...
Well, they confirmed Matty O leaving.
Yeah, they did, in a very good way.
Yeah.
I think that was a great move. We can talk about that at one point, too, but... purposeful or not?
Purposeful.
Okay. Okay. I agree. I don't know if it was malicious, but I definitely purposeful.
Yes.
So, but then again, would that be purposeful? I mean, would that not be malicious if it was purposeful? Did I say that properly?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because how could you do that purposefully without it being malicious? So.
Yeah.
All right. So moving on to the next MPO is, well, we'll just go with the big one.
Rick.
Yeah.
Mr. Wysocki. Saki Bomb.
So it wasn't a surprise to me, but the 250 G's in Bitcoin was awesome.
That is unheard of.
And yeah.
Yeah. As, so when I didn't, I heard about the signing bonus and then also Jordan was like, yeah, he got the signing bonus in Bitcoin. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But
yeah.
Really cool. But
so Jordan is a partner in Door Disc Golf, and he has done very well trading cryptos. He's pretty good at it, so he's kind of our guru who we talk to. And he brought it up in message, and we have skeptics of cryptos in our little messaging, and we have big supporters of crypto. Actually, we have one skeptic, but it's, he brings up good points.
He does.
And I think it's fun to see, like, what an idiot. Why would he take that? It's so volatile. Absolutely. It's volatile, but everybody's been making money on it for the last 6 years, seven years. So I think it's brilliant. I loved it. I wish that I could have $250,000 in cryptos, especially in Bit.
Right.
So,
which is one of the more stable cryptos there is.
Right. At this point.
At this point,
it's the market lead. You know, I mean, someone would argue Ethereum was potentially there. But
yeah.
What's a more boss move? the car or the crypto?
Crypto.
You think so?
Absolutely. A car depreciates in value the more you drive it. Crypto can go up and down, but earning potential, the cool factor, probably maybe the car.
That's what I'm saying. Like, because you're not going to whip out your Coinbase wallet and be like, check it out.
But no.
When you pull up and that Gullwing goes up or Lambo door style, like swinging door, like, and you got to open, I don't know, you have to have a separate car to carry your disc golf bag because it doesn't even fit in the car.
But guess what? Ricky can buy two of those cars with that crypto probably. Like, those are 100. I don't know.
No,
I don't
know. 200 some dollars.
Is it?
Yeah. Okay. It's about 250,000.
I thought it was like 100 and
some. No, it's about 250,000. So I'm a motorhead. I like vehicles. I love crypto. And I'm a Paul Macbeth fanboy. I love Ricky too. I'm just a fanboy in general, but I like the car move better.
Okay.
I do. Because it's a bonus. It's something that is not. No, see, I'm sitting here thinking about it. The investment is long-term. I don't know. You're always going to have the car.
Well, yeah.
Can drop out of the sky at any point. And so can any investment.
Paul could just go buy one of those.
That is true. Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I like them both, though. But I like the car better. I would much rather pull up in my dream car.
I get what you're saying. Yeah, the car, like, how many people have that car?
Right.
You can, you drop a step, drop however much money on your dream car. Like, that's awesome. Or you just be given your dream car.
And I looked it up when it first happened. I looked it up and kind of looked up some stats on the car. And there were some, and I used to know all these things, and I didn't care enough to look it up before we started talking about it because I didn't think we were going to talk about Paul. But it was some ridiculously low number that are produced every single year, mm-hmm. and something even more ridiculously low number that make it to the United States every year. And you know, to have that, it's simply a boss move. Like, it is a, yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. You just, you don't have to say anything. You just get out of the car and go play disc golf.
Yeah.
Seriously. I'll pull up in my Nissan and go play disc golf, you know? Yeah. And there's nobody else that pulls up in something like that. Except for Ricky when Bitcoin goes crazy.
Or he's going to buy the helicopter.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So 4 years, $1 million. Mm-hmm. It is exactly the same deal that Paul had. I mean, bonus, everything.
Yeah.
Except Paul's is 10, Ricky's is 4.
Right. That leaves Rick time to negotiate when it comes to it.
So in perpetuity, Ricky's deal has a greater chance of being the largest deal ever in disc golf history. Whereas Paul has already set that, but I think it's going to be overshadowed in 4 years by Ricky.
I think so.
Yeah.
I could see that definitely.
Because I think Ricky will win one or two more, at least one more within the next 4 years, mm-hmm. and put another championship on his belt. Either you and maybe he'll get that elusive US title.
Maybe. Yeah.
And if he does that, he will be worth more than Paul's current deal. So I love the move. I love the short term. And we'd already kind of addressed it a little bit. I love the short term. I love the ability to negotiate. I love the ability to change if he wants to.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
And I'm sure their deals won't be able to be ended as his previous deal was, especially with the amount of money that's put online. Hopefully the contract protects DD.
I heard it's 16 pages. So, yeah. Thoroughly, I'm sure it's very thorough.
I'm sure there's buyout clause. I'm sure there's everything that needs to be there. But, man, disc golf is getting legit.
It is.
I mean, instead of the handshakes and the one-page deals that are drawn up in Word, you know, these are actual lawyers sitting down and mm-hmm. figuring out what needs to be done.
And that was partially due to him signing with that company. Like from what I heard, his tour manager, Ari, had like helped facilitate the deal. But when it came to drawing up the actual contract and all that, they went through the company that like he had
signed. Just renounced. Yeah. The new
forgot what.
Yeah, the new player management
share,
one.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Yep, it begins with an S.
Yeah, well, we'll cut it in and you can edit in the name. Here. It won't sound. No, it's not going to happen. No. Who else should we bring light to? So I like Mason Ford coming. I like Mandahano coming.
Yeah.
I think both of those are great. They're young, vibrant players that their name is not unknown. They're not household yet, but their name's not unknown.
No, that's true.
Yeah. So I like the move of them going there. None of their details were public. Is that correct?
Not that I know of.
Because I didn't see anything.
No.
I like them moving. So I like Mason Ford moving. So who is the one that's up in air right now? Gannon Burr just today
announced 2-year extension with Prodigy.
Yeah. So that's good for Prodigy. It at least good. They're keeping a notable high power person if Dickerson leaves.
Right. Yep.
So they got Kevin, they got Burr.
They have Alden Harris and they have a couple other kind of low, like mid tier kind of.
Yeah. People. Yeah. Top 100 players.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Yeah. Relevant players. So, yeah, I am super excited and super stoked about what has happened in this offseason already. There's more to come, and it's crazy how close it's getting to the start of the Pro Tour and still haven't seen all the moves.
Right.
Just incredible to me.
Right. Oh, Nico. Like, that's the other...
Oh, Nico. Yeah, yeah.
I think we discussed this last week, though, when we brought it up. He's probably just going to... I would think he's going to stay open. I don't know. Could he pull something off in this short amount of time before the tour starts? Possibly, but I think he's comfortable enough just winging it on his own.
Right.
That he knows what he's doing.
Right.
He's done it before.
I don't think it's a matter of a company wanting or not wanting Nico, because I think if Nico approached a company, I think most of them would take him. May not be the deal that he wanted, but I'm sure all of them would probably stick their neck out to take Nico because it brings a level. I mean, it's publicity.
It is. Yeah.
He's going to shed light on their company. So I think he just feels more comfortable throwing what he wants to throw. So I think so. Better option for him. And maybe this is what he's thinking is going and getting auxiliary brand sponsorships and being able to, or do the Drew Gibson route minus Infinite, just find a putter sponsor. Like maybe Gateway's going to put a wizard in his hand and he's going to throw Gateway. And then whoever's going to put, you know, but I think he will stay independent and I think he will stay open bag. And I'm sure he'll find his money somewhere. He always has. He's a grinder. So,
yeah, it's funny because, you know, like the whole West Side detail of him not being comfortable with his discs, like, well, he will be comfortable with whatever he's going to throw. But it's like, what does that do to your mind? It's like, okay, I know I'm valuable to a company. I can be valuable to a company. But can I commit to just throwing one person's plastic anymore? Like, you know, it's like, that's the thing. It's like, that's gotta be in the back of your mind. You're like, you know, they made this disc for me. I tried their plastic, you know, didn't work out. Is this going to happen again with another company?
Right. I'm not making a statement on whether he is or isn't, but some people just aren't self-aware.
True.
I think we've all ran into individuals like this. And if you haven't, you're that guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So think about that. but we all know individuals like this and we can all be this way. In some ways we're all not self-aware. And I think, is Nico that way? Is it just that I know I can do this, it's not my fault? Or is it that, like you said, is there some weight that's being held on him that he feels like he's not good enough because we made these discs exactly for him, but I'm still not comfortable? You know, like, I don't know. I would probably weigh on the side of not being self-aware, overconfident.
Definitely overconfident.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
But I don't, you know, I don't know. I don't know. You know, I don't know him personally. I don't know. But from what he's exhibited publicly, I would probably guess that there's just not a self-awareness there.
Yeah.
But once again, speculation. So, anybody else we're missing?
I mean, the only Colton Montgomery re-signed with Discmania, mm-hmm. and that was announced before Kona's deal, like the same morning. Like right. he had come out and said that he was re-signing with them.
Yeah.
I can't really think of anybody else right now.
So the real big ones that we're waiting to hear about is Kat and Haley.
Yeah, I think that and Nico.
What he's going to plan on doing for those. Yeah. I'm excited to hear it. And the limbo of Dickerson through the gossip chain of disc golf.
Yeah.
You know, and who knows whether there's any reliability in that or not, but mm-hmm. I could see him going to a place like DD, except for the fact that DD is very media heavy.
Yes.
And I don't know if Dickerson would really enjoy that.
I don't know either.
It'd be a square peg in a round hole.
Discraft.
Yeah. 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 That would be really.
They have money to throw at him.
They do.
I can see him throwing
Innova too, because Innova has no expectation of media relation. No. Well, they don't seem to have any expectation of media relations, or social media involvement. So I think I could see that too. But as of right now, he's still going to wear that star on his back. So
yeah. And then, Nate Sexton re-signed with mm-hmm. Innova as well, signed an extension to 2025, I think.
Yeah, it really surprises me.
Does it?
No, not at all.
Oh.
Not at all. It's such a sweetheart deal he has there.
Yeah.
He's able to do media. He can do to whatever factors may be. He's been able to skip basically any tour he wants. And he still moves a ton of plastic.
Yep.
He's probably better known at this point now in disc golf
for
Big Sexy.
Right. Yeah.
Why would you not? If Innova screws that one up, there's real issues at Innova.
Yeah.
Because he's in it for the long haul with Innova.
See, yeah, it's funny. He was their captain. I don't know if this means he's remaining the captain. I've seen a meme going around of Calvin, like what's the movie with Tom Hanks where he's like the ship captain? Do you know what I'm talking
about? Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So there's like one of the pirates comes up, he's like, I'm the captain now. And it's Calvin, like with the.
Oh, I could even see Calvin doing that. Is that true or is that just memes going around?
It was just a meme. Okay. So yeah, I don't know. You know, I don't know when they announced that. I just know that he was the captain and he has been for many years. So
I think he might continue to be unless there's some sort of issue with, because his wife's a doctor, he has a newborn. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of those things where he takes COVID very seriously.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just that he decided he can't be the captain he needed to be and he stepped away, but I still like that meme though. Yeah. I don't know if that's the case or not, but yeah. And then Coling's not up this year, but yeah, between him and Coling, I mean, they do the lion's share of Innova. I mean, and Walmart and Dick's.
Yeah.
But pretty much those two and, you know, the large big box stores, like they move so much plastic. I mean, mm-hmm. the Firebirds that are out there.
Yeah.
And the 2021 Firebirds this year, they made so many of them and they still keep selling out.
They do. Yeah.
And they have so many. I would love to see that royalty check just to see it. You don't have to let me touch it or anything.
No.
I just want to see it.
Yeah.
Because does he get a dollar a disc? Because even if it's a dollar a disc, that's a ton of money. I'm assuming it's more, but.
Yeah, I'd love to know the percentage.
Yeah, I feel like that would be life-changing money for anybody.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
every year.
Innova is going to be able to slap either Nate Sexton's name, Jeremy Colling's name, or Ken Climo's name on any disc, and it's just going to sell.
Like, exactly.
You know, that's just how it's going to be.
Do you think Coling is a lifer
with Innova?
Uh-huh.
I think at this point.
You think so?
I think so.
Because he was Discraft, Prodigy.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Then Innova.
Yep.
And Innova is the most recent. He's been with Innova, what, 4 years? Or 5 years? Maybe a little longer?
Yeah, right around there.
Yeah. I could see him leaving, but because I think his broadcasting, his media mind is probably becoming, well, it is more relevant than his game at this point. Mm-hmm. He's an awesome player.
He is.
And everybody forgets how good he is, the titles he has, the things he's won. But his personality is so big, it overshadows how good he is as a disc golfer. So that's awesome.
Right.
You know, so, all right. I think we went on a lot of tangents. We've talked about a lot of different things. Is there anything else we should tangent?
Oh, I forgot to mention the discs now that we talked about Ricky.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So, Ricky.
So, okay. So, they had special release discs. Dynamic did one with Ricky. They had the discs were a Fusion Orbit Felon, which is new, which is like Halo plastic, pretty much. A Moonshine X Harp.
Yeah. Beef.
Yes. They had Lucid X Enforcer.
Mm-hmm.
Opto Explorer.
Yep.
And then I think the last one.
Dagger.
Sense Dagger. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I ended up buying two of the Orbit Felons.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought one of the Moonshine X Harps.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I jumped on. DD only had three left. I think it was the Dagger, the Explorer, and the Felon left. And then I went over to L64.
Oh yeah, they were dropping them too.
They had all of them. And I was really tempted to buy all of them. Mm-hmm. And then my wife walked in the room. So yeah. I clicked off the page and we went back to business, discussing business. And I forgot to go back on it. So I'm hoping L64, after we get off here, still has some of those left.
Nice.
I doubt it will, though.
Yeah, here we go.
But that'd be awesome. Because if that's the case, I would like to just buy the whole set. And if I did, if I'm able to, they're going to be wall hangers.
Yeah.
I'm just going to throw them in my collectors. And they'll be just for me and for me alone. And when I pass away, my kids will be able to do whatever they want with them.
Yeah.
So
that's cool. I didn't get it, but yeah, the Sense Dagger. I'm interested in that just because I've felt the other, you know, the base plastic for the Hope and the Faith, right? Those were the two other putters. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
And it's nice.
It is. It feels good.
Yeah, it's polished.
Mm-hmm.
And not polished. I mean, it might be polished, but it's not. It's like polishes and it's. There's no rough edges. The flashing isn't there. Like, it is clean, smooth. It's still grippy. I mean, it's a beautiful plastic.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think? Wall hanger?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And it's funny, too. People have been talking since Ricky came back, you know, oh, the Explorer. You know, it was his when he was with Latitude 64 and Emerson Keys. But I don't think you can have a signature disc from another company, even though it's Trilogy. Like, you have to have the DD. DD is going to have to be the signature disc.
So just before you came over, the DD crew let out a video, his interview.
Yeah.
Did you see it? With Ricky, Danny, and Anthony.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I listened to it today briefly. I didn't.
Okay.
Pay too close of attention.
So it's about an hour long.
Yeah.
And he mentions in there very specifically that there will be seven discs.
Yeah.
And they will be
all bomb-themed
discs.
Yeah.
So, and they were talking about like the dive bomb and the stink bomb and the, you know, and just joking, but dive bomb was actually one of the thoughts. But so there's no guarantees on any of this stuff, but it sounds like there's promises been made that he's going to have basically seven discs, and there'll be a putter, a mid, a fairway, and a driver, and then something else in there. And it'll be a mix between current molds with his either stiffer plastic or something like that, and completely brand new molds. So he wants a thumb tracked. So he wants a pig.
That's what I heard. I heard that as well. He's looking for a harp with kind of like a thumb track.
Yeah.
So, or like a slammer, pro. Or something like that.
Yeah, like an Opto X slammer or something. Or a Lucid X slammer.
Yeah,
that could be. And so they're exploring that. So I think he'll get his Explorer. Mm-hmm. It just may not be an Explorer.
Right.
It'll be the dive bomb or whatever.
Because like we had talked to, I was like, the Vader seems like a disc he would be into throwing. Like it's still, like Jordan said, I've thrown mine. I have the Lucid Axe, so I don't have a regular. It is a little more.
Those are beefy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are fairly beefy. The standard Evaders compared to an Explorer, they have more finish.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe they're, in my eyes, they're a bit more stable in their flight. So this is a standard Lucid Evader.
Yeah.
The Lucid X Evaders are, in my eyes, they're meat hooks.
They are.
But most of that Lucid X, exactly. Most of that Lucid X stuff is. And it seems like the Evader has slightly less glide than the Explorer. I feel like the Explorer just has so much glide.
Yeah, when I used to throw it a lot, I had a first run Ricky Explorer, and yeah, it was really glidey.
Yeah, that was a two-time or the one
two time? Two-time, yeah. Yeah, and yeah, it was glidey. It was a great disc. I lost it, unfortunately.
Yeah.
In a tree, and like it blew out, and I never got it back. And I love that disc. But
that was hole four at Sister Bay. Or was it five?
I don't remember.
Yeah. I remember you mentioning something about it.
Yeah.
So I think he'll get his Explorer. He'll get the disc that he wants because he'll futz with all the new stuff. And he was really excited about trying the Raider.
Yeah, I heard that.
And, you know, for lesser arms, the Raider to me is a seasoned destroyer, depending on what plastic you get it in. But sure. It's a destroyer. And I think Riggy's going to fall in love with that.
I think so.
The Ballista Pro, if he can throw the Ballista Pro, or if they push him one way or the other, I think those two are going to be very similar to one another, especially the new Albert Tam, like the Fusion X.
Mm-hmm.
Those things are beefy. They're going to be Enforcer-like.
He's an Enforcer fan.
He loves Enforcers, yeah. So, yeah, I'm excited to see the stuff he's going to throw, and especially if he's going to throw outside of dynamic discs or go back to his just good old Ballista, because he used to throw the Ballista Pros, he used to throw the, so I wonder what he's going to go to.
Yeah, like, I'm sure he'll go back, like, even though he's going to just test out, like, all the new, there's a ton of new discs that came out after he left.
Mm-hmm.
He's still got that, he mentioned he's still got his old daggers that he kept around, even though he's probably going to work on like the new, some new ones.
Yeah.
But he has an idea of the bag that he threw. So
yeah,
he'll be fine.
He was most excited about getting back to the dagger.
Yeah.
Cause I mean, you saw him during the season, he was trying to putt with a whale.
Yep.
He had the AVRs.
Oh, that's another thing we never really touched on was the promise of the signature putter from Innova for Ricky.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So the whale, when he switched to it, from what I understand, they were going to try to make that his signature putter. They're going to change the name. It was going to be called the Grenade.
Okay.
And they're going to work on making that his signature putter. And who knows whatever happened with it.
Well, he probably decided he was going to leave.
Yeah.
I mean, because I'm sure this has been happening for months.
Yeah, probably. But yeah, I think he said too, he's like, nothing ever felt that way to him. Like, as the dagger.
Yeah, exactly. And the dagger has so much glide. The dagger is a very glidey putter, and it's straight for how much it glides. Like, it is incredibly straight.
Bjorn was using them for a long time.
Long, long time.
Yeah.
And I think he's an EV7 guy now.
I think so.
So I think he's a Penrose guy. But yeah, so... All right. Anything else?
I don't think so. I think that's pretty well wrapped up.
Yeah. I think we babbled a bit. This wasn't the planned episode, but what we figured we had to talk about it. Everybody else was talking about it. We just figured we'd give our take on it, as uninformed as it may have been or as informed as it may have been. Hope you enjoyed it. But outside of that, where can they find you, sir?
You can find me at JKDC Disc Golf on Instagram. I'm dropping my... getting off TikTok.
Okay, no more TikTok
for
you.
No more TikTok.
So no more silly dances.
No.
Sorry,
no.
Can't see his booty shake. And for us, we are at doordisc.com or doordiscgolf.com. You can follow us on Instagram at door_disc_golf or on Facebook at Door Disc Golf Store. We have new arrivals coming in as the Captain's Raptor. We are going to be coming in with some trilogy stuff here within the next week on the site. And we also will be stocking our very first order of Innova. And in Innova, we're going to have some Raptor destroyers. So
pro pigs.
We have some pro pigs coming in. So all of those things, I hope they don't end up like the harps we had at one point that we bought thinking they still moved because Ricky wasn't there and they did not. But those harps will move now. But outside of that, I hope you guys have an awesome one. Hope you're enjoying the off season and peace.